tuning in.
I don't know why I always say the Stony Sisters podcast like that.
Because we're the Stony Sisters.
All right, really quick before we jump in and get fully going, just a little heads up. We are virtually recording again. We'll probably be virtually recording probably from here on out for a little while.
Right.
So if the sound is a little different, a little off, just please have some patience with us. Yeah.
Bear with us. We do plan on having a little shorter episode, though, this week because there wasn't too much to go over, but we still wanted to give you guys an episode. And
at the same time, we can't promise that because you know us. We be chatting. We be chatting. So
haven't even lit the joints yet.
Exactly.
So, did take a puff go hit, and you took a little hit.
I do have it loaded again. I don't know. I think I'm going to start with that. Or should I save it?
Okay, locked and loaded. I'll hit mine again.
I think I'm going to hit mine again, yeah. I did do a little smudge, and I do have some mugwort burning, which I am obsessed with that smell. So
smells so good. So good. I can smell it through the computer. No, I'm sorry. I got teak wood.
No, but I bet you that scent kind of hit your nose as soon as I said it.
Yeah, it kind of did. And then I had to bring myself back like, oh, wait, I have teak wood. I don't
know. Love that. If you didn't get your Bath & Body Works sale in, I commend those who went into the store when I was going to get coffee last night. I passed by the one because they were in the same parking lot. And that line, if you know where I'm talking about, Litchfield and McDowell, the Bath & Body Works there, the Bath & Body Works was all the way to the doors of Ross. I want to say
no.
Yeah, it was insane. And then obviously you're spaced apart. I think they were only letting a certain amount of people in the store. But I am so glad that me and my gals had the patience to do online because.
Bro, and Jake wants to go today. Because he was like, I want to grab some more. I want to get some more candles. And I'm like, it's probably sold out. And two, I'm not trying to deal with that line. I was like, it's already one.
Yeah, like if he wants to pull up in the morning as soon as they open or like be in the parking lot like 15 minutes before the doors open, then yeah.
I'm like, it's Black Friday pretty much.
But he's going to go by himself.
Yeah, he's going to go. I told him, I was like, I'm not fighting anybody. And you know I'll fight somebody in there for your teak wood, okay?
I'm not catching Corona for putting hands on someone.
Exactly.
So anyway, if you got your candles, hells yeah. But if you didn't, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It was a great deal.
It was a really, you can't pass it up. After we were in our little group.
Chat about it.
And I started thinking, because at first I was only going to get four, right? I was like, $40, that's good. Like, whatever. You know, it's not my pay week. So I was just like, whatever. Four, it's fine. But then after you and Asbel made very valid points and then having extras and then I started thinking about other Christmas gifts, I was like, okay, yeah, no, I'm going to need to bump that up.
It's such an easy, cute, a very good Christmas gift. I mean, I don't know a lot of people that don't like candles, but
love them.
Especially Bath & Body Works. They're so nice.
And you can literally just give that a candle as a gift.
Literally.
Because if you know, those candles are $25.
And nobody knows we got them on deal unless they're listening right now.
Well, if you get a candle from us for Christmas.
Look, don't be mad, regardless.
I'm infamous for regifting.
Yeah, you are.
Infamous. I have a regift box.
I was just going to say that. I'm going to put you on blast, but AD has a regift box.
Good gifts, but it's just like some of it, you know, I'm like, oh no, I feel like it's the thought that counts, right? So I'm just like, I feel like someone else could use this more than I could.
Like it's probably going to sit in your junk drawer.
Right. My three junk drawers.
Junk drawers.
Anyways, those dabs hit. I took some dabs of Grateful Breath. I did smudge, and I did my Palo Santo. It smells so bomb.
And with your teak wood, you were just vibing over there.
So I'm feeling good.
I have, so we talked about the Grateful Breath last time, and did you get that same effect? Like, did you, was it a little harsh, but still hella fucking stony?
Yes. I'll say in my rig, in the E-rig, it's definitely, or in the E-nail, it's definitely, what is it? It's more harsh than in my Puffco.
I wonder if it has to do with this temp.
Maybe.
Yeah. I've been getting really good about my temp, and I've been doing the torch dab still. Well, and my Puffco more, or my Puffco in my dreams, right? Just kidding. My aura. the torch dabs, but I've gotten it to a good temperature. Dylan be burning the fucking all the dabs, but I'm like, whatever.
Can we just talk about that real quick? Yes. I got some words. Okay. This is why I realized yesterday Jake left the carb cap on for I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
I came upstairs and I was like, oh, I'm going to take a dab. The carb cap was still on and the rig was still on.
Fuck.
So I know two things. One, he did not clean the ports. Two, you're burning the fuck out of what was left in there. And now the cap is all hot and could break.
Right.
So I'm over here like, this is why we can't keep anything nice. We can't keep any of our cords nice. I can't get those fancy extra pieces that I do want to get. But I'm just like, how do you keep that clean? Well, you have to have it at a lower temp and clean it.
Yep. You have to be smoking at the right temp. You have to have your little cotton swabs with you, alcohol if you have it, you know, and clean the banger every time. I know that I've been cleaning my aura every time.
Yeah, same here.
After every hit, and it has helped tremendously. But I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the I think it's a turbometer. That's what I call it. But basically, it's when you don't have an E-nail and you torch it, you put it, it literally temps your banger so that you're taking your dabs at the right. Because me, I just do the wrist method, or I put a timer on.
Right. You know, yeah, timer.
So that one helps you. Because I think you're supposed to be, a good dab's like in the 500s.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's not going to burn your banger. You're going to get a nice smooth hit.
And I think that's why the Puffco, I think that's why it hits better. Because
the temps are a little more regulated.
The temps are a little, yeah. I was going to tell you, you should try the Peace Water since you're using your aura more. You should get some and try it. Because look, you can't really see, but this is it. This has been, I've cleaned the water on Wednesday. But like, this is the, but I didn't clean the piece. But look, there's like no
buildup, yeah.
No buildup whatsoever. It's very light.
Mine is, and I can see mine is building up. And I've just been using it this week.
So, yeah, that's what we're smoking on.
But I just took a dab. I have dabs of wedding cake. And that is, if you don't know, an indica dominant hybrid. And it definitely relaxes you. Because look at, like, you can already see it in my eyes. Like, I'm chilling. But it gives you, like, that smile happy, that just like where you're sitting there and you're just kind of like content, you know?
Yep.
And it definitely makes me hungry for sure. So if you're having like loss of appetite problems, I would recommend the wedding cake, because it literally made me super hungry. And I have a joint of Grateful Breath. I talked about that again, or I had that last week too, huh? I think so.
Yeah, I think so. So I have the shatter of that.
Mm-hmm. And I got the flower. I really like this flower. I really do. It makes me the stony that I want to be. But it is that harsh. It's a little harsh. So I know that I don't really like that, but I like the effects. And I can't even say, oh, well, I'll just get the shatter, because the shatter is still harsh too.
It's still a little harsh. I noticed, though, this week, because that's all I've smoked all week was that Grateful Breath, the shatter. And I was really hungry all week. Again, I don't know if it's maybe like working out more. You know how like you get more hungry when you lift weights and stuff like that. So I don't know if that's it, or But I'm pretty sure it was the Shatter. Because we were both, in, like, hungry, looking for food, door dashing.
DoorDash has been coming through?
Why, Dylan? Why? Yes, he put me on DoorDash. And
he freaking, like, we'll try and find what to eat. And then when we choose to go out, and he'll be quiet for a while. And I'm like, all right, so where are we going? And then I'm like, my phone will go off. And it's like, he's like, what's the code?
We have free delivery right now because I just signed up. So I'm like, but
as much as it kind of weirds me out, I was just like, well, fuck it. We got to use it. A code and free delivery.
I did it for Chipotle. I'm not going to lie. I did it for Chipotle. But Chipotle, they put like a, they put two, they basically tape your bag.
Oh, nice.
So it's like a, and it's a Chipotle sticker. Like so a seal. Yeah, it's sealed. So you would have to have another bag and you, in order to take the food out. So that's the only reason why. Because I saw that one time when I went into Chipotle and she was literally taping their bag. And I was just like, oh, shit, that makes sense. Because they would have to rip it open to
secure it.
Get to your food. Yeah. So, I mean, it was worth it. It was worth it. And they left it at my door. I didn't have to, like, talk to them or anything. They just left. It was, like, an option. I just put leave at my door.
And they text you so you know.
They text me and ring the doorbell, and I was like, perfect.
Yeah. Get my food.
Skedaddle downstairs. So, yeah. I have a joint that I'm going to spark in a little bit. But I have a joint of Platinum Buffalo. Just got this. Looks beautiful. I'll have to go bring it up here afterwards and show you. But Platinum Buffalo, didn't find a lot of information on Leafly, but it is a indica hybrid. I'm expected to be a little schlumpy after this.
That's where you're like, I'm going to light it in a little bit.
Yeah. Because the Grateful Breath already got me.
I'm like super lit right now, but I'm like, we're the Stony Sisters. We can't just stop now.
More.
I'm gonna probably take another dab just to get.
Just to really.
Really do it. My eyes, they're probably gonna be closed by the next segment.
I know, I'm looking at myself like, what do I look like?
And I need to probably go to Ponderosa to pick up some more, but I don't want to. I don't want to go today. I just don't feel like going to the dispensary today.
Sometimes it is kind of a hassle. Like, as convenient as it is, like, you can do any online orders and all that. And you're in and out. But, yeah, no, I feel you. Sometimes I'm just like, damn, I really don't want to have to go to the dispensary today. But I know I need to go because I'm not going to have anything left.
Right, then you're going to be really sorry.
Then you're going to be pissed because now you have to go. Like, absolutely have to go, and you have nothing. So it's not even like you could smoke before you even get to the dispensary.
Right. Better hope you have, like, two hits of your pen.
I still have two hits of my pen.
I still, see, that's why I still have a new cartridge. I still have probably, like, 3 grams of flower. And I have this little half. Probably like, yeah, like half a gram of batter. Will that all last me 1 week? The pen, yes.
The pen, yes, but the rest?
Not a chance.
You'd have to weigh it out, literally. Okay, I can have 1.5 gram today, but that's it.
I'm like, literally, if you don't go today, like, you're going to go in 2 days. So pick and choose your
battle. Actually, you couldn't even do 1.5 for a week. You'd have to do, like, a 0.5.
That ain't shit.
What is that, one bong rip? Like,
I'm going to take a tolerance break, okay? When you're out of weed and you say you're taking a tolerance break.
Been there, done that.
Look at me. I don't even know what to do. I just loaded the aura and then I'm
like, I have weed everywhere.
All right. Anyway, moving on. We could talk about our fucking weed all day.
We really could. But yeah, moving on. Did want to kind of shed light on, well, not not kind of, but I wanted to, because I saw on Instagram, and I thought that this was really cool of them, that Green Deals AZ, Jazz, you won
a giveaway.
Those edibles, too, the OGs, 200 milligrams.
I'm obsessed with the OGs. Like, I literally, and I haven't had to take them lately. I need to start again, because I'm waking up a lot.
They taste really good. But yeah, she won the giveaway through them. They're actually going to be doing a holiday give back. So they are going to be doing free food, coffee, clothes. They posted that it's going to be, they posted a lot. Like, they're going to be giving away a lot of stuff, but just some stuff is like socks, shoes, blankets. It's going to be next Saturday, December the 12th, starting at 7 a.m. And it's going to be at Nature's Medicine's parking lot. Google Map. You know, Google Map them or whatever, but it's off of 24th and McDowell. So if you've been to that dispensary location, then you know exactly where it's at. So it's going to be in their parking lot area.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nature's does host quite a bit of give backs to the community.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was really cool, because right now it's just like a really, I know a lot of people are just going through it.
And the, you know,
been a hard year.
Some companies are doing, like, those trees, the angel trees or whatever. Mm-hmm. Asbel did one, and she was telling me that the one was asking for, like, underwear and socks. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, ugh. It gave me chills.
I did one last year, and I was, like, super emotional about that one last year. So this year, I'm just like, dang, like, I really want to get a gift for someone, because if I'm not really going to see a lot of family this year, at least I could take a gift or, you know, do a, like you said, the angel tree.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
We did one at work last year, and the amount that our company, like, came up for a family, or I think it was a couple families maybe, but the letter the mom wrote, I was crying. I was in tears, just like her gratitude and just like, I was just like, wow, I'm so glad that we did this.
Because that was their highlight of probably their entire year.
Right.
But yeah, if you can make it out there, they're giving, like I said, go to their Instagram page. We'll post it in the description. But they posted a whole list of things. I think they're also doing, there was going to be, like, a couple different types of foods there, I think. So, go check them out. If you need stuff, pull up. 7 a.m.
Hola. And more in the cannabis, we have a lot of...
Yeah, cannabis. A lot happened this week. It was, like, Thanksgiving week going into this week. A lot happened.
Yeah.
So, another city... I'm not surprised. I'm honestly not surprised with this one. I was expecting this city to be first, but Scottsdale City Council voted 6-0 to ban the aspects of the Prop 207. So basically, the city's new ordinance is going to prohibit, like, transportation and sale of recreational marijuana unless it's by a medical dispensary. So it would be banning pretty much. It'd be banning all the recreational dispensaries from operating in the city. So I think you had brought it up in one of the past episodes, how there's a lot of, you know, like, gray areas still, and how some of these dispensaries, they even have to, what is it? There's licenses that they have to get to even become a recreational, to sell recreational.
Right, they're going to have to apply, and that's why they're saying not until next year we won't be seeing, like, pretty much the sale of recreational cannabis. And also, to add to Scottsdale, Chandler and Mesa are following right behind that. Gilbert, Sahuarita, and what was the other city?
I think Payson. Was it Payson or Prescott?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. So, yeah, they're going to no recreational sales. If you're a medical patient, though, obviously that just means you can still go to the medical dispensaries. But at this point, I'm just like, okay, well, what's the point of it being recreational if all these cities are gonna just vote against it?
Right. As the looks of it right now, though, our medical program is still going. So as long as our medical program is going, us as patients are good as long as we maintain our cards, is what I've been seeing. So we just have to hope that they're going to keep our medical program, which it looks like it will if they're banning the recreational use in certain cities. Obviously, right. To you get to those dispensaries, you need your medical card, so the medical program still has to be in my... Right.
Well, you know what? That... Good, because I actually had another year on my card anyways. So I was going to be pissed, and I was going to try and ask them, like, okay, so what are we supposed to do if we just paid for our card?
Yeah, fuck y'all. Reimburse me $100. $150.
They got to make money still.
Right. They're like, yeah, no, we can't.
On a positive note, though, this week, well, actually yesterday, on a positive note, the U.S. House of Representatives actually voted in favor for the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment Expungement MORE Act. So that's the acronym, MORE Act. Basically, the vote, this is like the first time in half a century that the Chamber of Congress has voted on a bill to end federal prohibition of marijuana.
Making history, y'all.
Making history.
But... That's just one step in the process. It doesn't stop there. It's off to the Senate for their votes. And
so let's just hope, fingers crossed, we can get it through the Senate.
Right. But on another big news on top of that, the UN actually just removed cannabis from its list of most dangerous drugs. So I feel like that's a really nice step forward.
That's a win.
On top of, holy shit, like, prohibition of marijuana, like, or ending the prohibition of marijuana, I should say.
Get your stocks in now.
For real.
If you are into stocks, get them in now.
I don't have my own, like,
stocks. Like, folder, yeah, profile.
Yeah, so I need to... I'm like, fuck it. I'm putting money in.
Put money in. Does your company, maybe do they do like a employee stock type company stock?
I have no idea, bro. I've just been so like anti, I'm not going to be here. Fuck this corporate blah, 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 blah type attitude that I'm just like I never tried to invest in anything that had to do with the company, you know? So, but now I'm just like, okay, bitch, you've been here a while. You're probably going to be here for a little bit more just to maintain until whatever. It's a good job. You're in a good position. Like, maybe you should invest a little bit. Because now I feel stupid being there so many years.
And not having, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, another story for another day.
Right. We could talk all day about that. But I will say, no, it is a good investment. I'm right there with you, though. The only reason I actually got involved into any of that is because of my grandpa. Otherwise, right. I would have been the same. I would have been like, well, fuck that. This isn't my forever job, you know. Not going to be there long. But I'm very glad that he pushed me. And at this point, I don't even notice all of the funds getting taken out of my check. Like, at first I was, but now I'm just like, whatever. I know it's going to something... I'm paying myself, pretty much.
Right.
So, but yeah, I still have a shit ton to learn, though. So we can learn together, BF. Seriously. When people be talking stocks, I'm just like, okay, I mean, this is what my grandpa told me.
Like, I know little terms and, like, little knowledge on it. But, yeah, stock charts, guys. Stock charts. Check out stock charts if you're interested. That's my recommendation.
Yep, after you told me, I was like, let me go ahead and add this to my daily, what I check.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, it has to be a bookmark. You know how many
tabs you have open. Oh my gosh. That Grateful breath.
And then some more local cannabis news. As of November 30th, that was the official act that they legalized recreational marijuana. So if you're over 21 and older in Arizona, you are allowed to legally grow, use, and possess marijuana now. So from what I got was that the adults will be able to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana with no more than 5 grams being concentrates or extracts. However, there's always a but.
Right.
But you won't be able to legally buy marijuana in, like, the dispensaries until they get licensed by the Arizona Department of Health to actually sell it. So that's not going to take place, like you said, until probably the beginning of next year, March, April time.
So technically, you guys really can't.
You can more so just grow, honestly.
But even then, like...
Oh, but even then, how'd you get the seeds? Buy
seeds, yeah.
So, I don't know how this works.
Just be careful.
Yeah, just be careful. And this other thing in news, too. This was big. This was really big, too.
I know a lot of people.
The NBA has decided to not drug test players for marijuana this upcoming season. So that's a really big win, which they should,
I mean, cannabis is so healing. Imagine how much benefit it is to them. And if they're still out there fucking getting up, going to practice, like, hello. Oh, but they can go out a night of drinking and partying and then have to, like, that's such a much worse.
That's harder on your body.
And harder on your body. Imagine, like, getting up the next day trying to go to practice after a night of drinking instead of, like, getting super fucking high the night before and, like, just having to, like, get your ass up. After I'm up, like, from the grogginess, it's like,
I'm fine. Bitch,
let's go. And you know what? Yeah. NBA, if you take some CBD, maybe some Cannahill CBD, next morning you might just be up and pepping your step ready to go, so.
Grab some cup of gel and you're out the door. So no cup of joe or
no a cup of joe. I don't know, is that good? Protein smoothie.
Get your green.
Get your delight.
I don't know. Actually, you know what? Ask LeBron what he does. Just do whatever he does, because
LeBron does.
He looks crazy. Like his body
what's this one called? The my suegros have it. That shit works, bro. What is it called?
It's the climber.
The climber.
It's like that climbing thing.
That works your whole body. If you just have that right there, that's all you need. Okay, maybe in some cardio. But
isn't that cardio with your legs? Because aren't you doing your legs too?
My arms hurt just doing this.
I feel like...
You guys couldn't see, but I sat there for a good 45 seconds. Pumping, climbing.
Just imagine climbing up a ladder. That's what she was doing. An imaginary ladder.
Got my workout in. Just kidding. I want to invest in one of those, actually.
It's a good investment. I was about to ask, well, where'd they get it at?
I think Amazon, high key.
All right. Putting it on my Christmas list. I just want that and some candles.
Candle and a climber. Oh, man.
Excuse me.
Ooh. For some cosmos this week, I mean, I feel like we've kind of just been covering, like, the main big major events, I guess we can call them, or transitions and... alignments and whatever, you know. So there's obviously, like, so much more energy going on beyond, like, our knowledge,
right,
that we don't want to sit here and try and explain some mumbo jumbo to you guys that we don't even really, like, not necessarily understand, but like
we haven't we just haven't studied on it yet, because we've just been, you know, like we're still learning like the birthing charts and the planets being in retrograde, because it's more than just Mercury, and you know, like we're still learning about the different that. So this would kind of be like a level up from that, pretty much.
Right, but just remember that there are other energies, so if you're feeling a certain way, just keep tuning in with yourself, keep checking in, you know, with your journal, do your journaling, your meditating. One thing I did want to say is, like, spirituality practice, I know that it's getting a lot more, I guess we can say, common now, which is great, obviously. People being aware and conscious, like, is only better for our world. That's so fucking crazy, right? But like, it's not always just like this pretty like aesthetic Instagram Pinterest type practice. Like, spirituality can be kind of ugly sometimes, obviously. Like, once you like recognize your ego and like realize the work that you have to do and realize that you have accustomed yourself to being something that obviously like society and like maybe your parents or your family kind of molded you to be, in a sense, like you have this belief of how you need to be, but now you realize that you find yourself and you find out that there's so much more. And maybe this sounds a little crazy, but once you start, again, like we've talked about, doing the shadow work, doing breaking generational curses and breaking like the expectations of what people expect of you, and you recognize your ego, like that shit gets kind of tough, like, and ugly.
Yeah, because you have to call yourself out, and that's the hard part, and that's the uncomfortable part that people don't like, is you have to at this point take accountability.
I always say that feeling uncomfortable, nobody wants to feel uncomfortable, obviously, right? Like calling yourself out, like you just said, like,
and that's also changed though, because if people didn't do uncomfortable things, there would be no innovation, there would be no change in the world, you know. We didn't, I know going into my job, I was nervous, I was scared, I was like, okay, what am I gonna do? But what was I gonna do, stay at my old job and be miserable?
Right,
you know. So it's like you have to step outside that comfort zone, and that's what you have to do with healing,
and you got to stop worrying about what people think. And you know what, you can't let your past, and we've said this in the beginning of our episodes, like you can't let it define you, you can't let people's opinions and stuff define you.
did you listen to the read? I think it was this past episode.
Mm-hmm.
This last episode. Okay, did you hear when she was talking about one of the listener letters, and they said it was something about not wanting to go home for the holidays, and Crystal was talking, and she said something that is like embedded in my brain now that I never really thought about. So she was just like, you are the adult now. You make the decisions for yourself. You don't have your mom telling you what to do. You don't have like anybody telling you where you need to be at a certain time or what you need to do. She's like, you're the adult. You make the decisions for yourself. And it just brought me back to the whole inner child. Like, I am the adult. I can do whatever I want.
Regardless, realistically, if, you know, someone still sees you as a little girl, like,
right,
you're grown. You have your life. You have your thoughts, beliefs.
And that's what happens. You're a
fucking person now, like.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit in the same environment forever, you know? You have to grow. You have to. So, yeah, you, like you said, you learn your own beliefs. But that really sat with me, because she was just like, you're the adult now.
Right.
You can make your own decisions. If you don't want to go, tell your mom, hey, look, I don't want to go. And it's true.
Yeah.
Boundaries, but again, boundaries are, it's uncomfortable. Everything, all this is uncomfortable that we're talking
saying
about.
Saying no is uncomfortable, especially if you have, like, you know, I'm not going to say that, never mind, I'm not going to put this person on the list. It's fine. I was just going to say about someone who has a hard time saying no to their mother. But it's because they have, like, they do have a really good relationship, but sometimes, like, they just don't have the energy to go. But they still, right, just because it's their mom, you know?
Yeah. Because like, you
I don't want to say no. I feel bad saying no to my mom.
Because society has put it in our heads that our family is the most important thing. Not saying that it's not, but that you literally do anything for your family. No, you matter respect what, your elders. Yeah. No matter what, blood, like you, especially our parents, you know, like they, society has put that at such a high standard of like, yes, we have to, like my, like they're my parents. I have to go and I have to do this. But at the same time, it's like,
To me, I guess, while you sit on that.
Yeah.
Or do you have it?
No, I can't. I'm like trying to figure out how to word it. So go ahead. Okay.
To me, too, it's like I do believe in that. I do say respect your elders. And, you know, it family, to me, is very important, but where it's due. You know what I'm saying? Like, where it's due, where you get what you give type shit. You know, like, I'm not just going to respect you because that's a word and that's what I've been told. Like, no, yes, I believe in that, but where it's due.
Yeah, that was basically what I was trying to get out, and you just worded it way better. So thank you for that, for always look being in my brain.
Just right there.
And speaking of parents, last episode, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Last episode, I talked about watching The Crown, going straight to season 4, straight to the Princess Diana, where they introduce her. Wanted to see what the whole hype was about. What was everyone so obsessed with the royal family for?
And I tagged right along on that and hopped on
the bandwagon. But you started with season 1.
Yes.
So I already finished season 4. And let me tell you, I'm not going to tell you nothing because you haven't watched it. But I decided to start. Because I liked season 4 so much, I was just like, okay, I have to go back and see seasons 1 through 3. What's the backstory? I didn't know that this is basically about Queen Elizabeth's life.
Right.
I didn't, again, I had
leading
no
up to.
Yeah, I had no idea what the whole show was about. I just saw Princess Diana. So I'm like, okay, let's see what the whole hype is about. But we're on season 2. So, no, season 3.
I was like, oh, we're definitely on season 3. I have been watching it nonstop. And they're freaking hour episode, guys. Like, they're long episodes.
It's perfect. So our conversation throughout the day is basically
about the queen.
If anybody knows us, too... Both of us. We, for some reason...
Have a bad tendency.
Have a really bad tendency.
We get yelled at.
Oh, we get yelled at. I just got yelled at, actually, yesterday. I'll tell you the reason why.
It's not
but
funny, but...
We get yelled at, too, because we have a really bad tendency of speaking in a British accent. I could start right now and I could have a whole conversation.
But just we're not.
We're not going to, because once I start, you can't stop.
It is a very, whoa, that's a big guy.
That is a big dab.
That's so hard to do, like, on the MacBook. Imagine I touch the camera. Big old ball of batter.
Let's not.
It's crazy. It's a crazy show. If it is depicted completely real, I'm just, like...
Shocked.
It's crazy.
I had no idea. That's all I'm gonna say. I had no idea about any of that at all.
I think it's so crazy that that's such a good example. This is a good example of, like, the world is just so much more than a lot of things that we fucking make it. Like, I had no idea either. Like, there's a whole different world.
Literally a whole world going on outside of this. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that there's still royalty like that,
mm-hmm,
in the world, too, you know? Like, that's crazy.
There's castles, but, like...
Yeah, castles. Oh, you're the Prince of Windsor. You're the prince, you know, like that's very much a thing. And I will say with Prince Harry and Meghan, I completely understand why now. Why they decided to basically, which I just recently like had read up on, basically they like cut ties. Not necessarily like with their family, but they don't live in like the castle that they appointed them. And then they cut ties with like money wise. So they wanted to basically earn their own money. They don't want
instead of getting an allowance.
Right, instead of the allowance situation. So
and I mean, yeah, if you're like that's another example of like you being like loyal to like not only structure but like it's like on the tip of my tongue.
Well, I take this dab.
Tradition. You're big on tradition and you're big on keeping it things how, you know, you have to be truly committed to that. And it's very, very like, again, just based off of like a little research that, because I've obviously started doing my research as I'm watching the show too, like looking up the family tree and all this stuff, you know, trying to just like figure out what the heck, like.
Yeah, what? Like, this is just the fact of how it goes. Like, yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. And she also, she's, to me, I just feel like you're just a figurehead. You're a figurehead because you have people behind you who realistically, like, there's rules and regulations that were set in place before you were here. Like, when King George and all of them, you know, that whole thing, like, before her dad and all of that. And they just all, like you said, like, they just all stuck to the rules and regulations. Like, there's no, you know, when she wanted to get her own secretary, they were just like, ma'am, you know.
The next appointed is?
Is Sir Michael. So, it's just, yeah, it's crazy. I can see, though.
It's still very political, but... Like, here, obviously, church and state are separate. There, it's, like, not. It's not separate. Well, I don't know about now. I think it's still, yeah, it's still.
It might be the same.
It's a government,
you know what? Next episode, we'll talk about it.
It's a government in her name. Don't make me start.
Do not.
But yeah, it is very, very interesting.
It's just, yeah, very interesting. Very interesting, for sure. I'm sure we'll have the rest of the season watched by the end of this week. So next week, we'll touch base on it again.
I mean, per Google right now, monarchy is... We'll touch next time.
We gotta do some.
You know, some you research. Can't just read the first.
Yeah, you can't. You gotta go into the episode. You gotta go into the whole
royal family. Let me just go to their website.
And I've been sending her. She's still just around. Just her and Philip.
Chugging along.
I think, want to say they're in their late 90s at this point. So it's just crazy because she's probably like, I don't want to die. I don't want to give this shit to.
Charles. Look at him.
Yeah, just still thriving.
And then it's just crazy because, like, the only way Margaret could have ever become queen would have been if Queen Elizabeth passed away before she had kids, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's just...
Yep, that's the way. So it's realistically, so it's like everybody, there's so much resentment too of children, literally, throughout the entire show because the resentment that they showed Prince Charles, because, you know, his dad, like, he basically was just like, he takes rank over me. I'm his dad. I'm the queen's husband. Wouldn't he be considered a king? And it's like, no, really, no. That's step back, so Philip. Crazy. Step back.
Sorry, Philip.
Stop, I'm too high for this. Don't.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Please don't come for me. Please do not come for me. I'm sorry.
But I
also started Selena. I have some words, but I'm going to finish it. But before
I was going to start today, but I keep hearing to things. Let me get off, because I don't want it to hinder my own thoughts.
Okay, we'll touch it next in case you start it. But I did find out today that the best friend in the Selena movie with J-Lo is now the character that plays Selena's mom in the series. So I will confirm that too, but I did stumble upon that before we started the episode, and I thought that was kind of cool and interesting. But again, like I said, I have, you know,
more
what?
Words on
yeah.
next episode.
But
with that being said, let me go ahead and just finish, lighting this up.
I finished my joint. I took another, let me see if there's a little.
You just took a dab. So that's why I was like, I need to spark this.
But I'll take another.
But yeah, that's really all we had for you guys. Not a lot. Wanted to touch on some things.
Sorry, it was a little random.
Right. Very random. But go follow our Candy Hill page. We will be posting our website here shortly. So holidays are coming up.
Fully stocked,
yeah. Holidays are coming up. We are thinking of doing maybe like a local pickup type thing one day out of the week. So if you're local, obviously, that way you don't have to pay shipping. Plus the post offices and everything are just so crazy right now. Not just COVID, but also the holidays. So, yeah, go follow our page. We have the pricing up on there. Shoot us a DM. Shoot us an email. And then we also have our Stony Sisters OG logo shirts. Still have a couple sizes left. I think we have a couple mediums, a couple smalls, and an extra large. We found an extra large when I was cleaning out the thing. I'm like, oh, found an extra large. So if you need any, want a shirt, $20. Same thing, shoot us a message or email us. Did you have any?
I think you covered it.
Have anything else? Negative? Nada.
I think we covered it. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week with more. Stoniness, I guess.
Or Stonian foolishness. Anyway, stay safe out there, and more importantly, stay stony.
So.